Given my abiding love for animals, I have often thought about which ones I might be able to keep at home. Growing up, the menagerie included cats, dogs, two guinea pigs, a bunny, at least one hamster, and a grouchy hedgehog. In my adult life, my aspirations are more utilitarian. Wouldn't it be nice to have a goat to keep the plants at bay in the backyard? How great would it be to have fresh eggs from our very own chickens? However, I know next to nothing about keeping livestock. So when I heard my friend Megan keeps chickens, I was eager to talk with her to learn exactly what is required to farm eggs in a less than rural environment. My first question? How in the world did she decide to keep chickens?
You know, for me, fortunately in this area, having the space, I travel too often to have real pets, and I've always had animals in my life, cats or dogs. But chickens are pretty easy to manage on their own for a couple weeks, and we have people around the house that come and check on them. And then also having eggs, we cook often and we have a lot of people in our home, so it makes sense. It's fun.
And how did you learn how to take care of them?
There are a lot of online resources actually for, you know, even making a DIY chicken coop. There are a lot of local farms in the Seattle area that have a lot of information and people that love to talk to you. There's a lot of access to information, obviously, with the internet.
Is it hard to do?
No, I don't think so at all. And I've even subscribed to Facebook groups before I got the chickens. I think there's like a Seattle area chicken farmers group on Facebook, and they have all kinds of tips and people post questions. And so like I just started following that and reading and seeing what concerns people have before I decided to for sure get them for myself. And overall, it's actually pretty easy. And I would say even in a denser urban environment, I think I would still feel really comfortable having a couple.
And is there a rule about square footage? Do you know, like, how many square feet you should have in the coop for each chicken?
I think it's 2 square feet per bird, but that might be in Newcastle only. Mm. I don't know what the Seattle regulation or ordinance is. You can't
That's
have roosters.
Not much space at all, though.
It's not. And obviously, you can see they have a
this
lot
is a palace. Yeah.
It's my poultry palace.
Poultry palace. Oh, these ladies are spoiled.
But they're obviously a lot happier if they have a lot more space than that. And that's, I think it's coop space officially, not run space.
So to be clear, the coop is the actual house where the birds are laying.
Correct.
And the run is their enclosed space where they can run around.
Absolutely. I would let them run around the whole yard if it was fully perimeterized, but the fence is broken, as you can see, so they'd run around. The cool things about chickens, though, is when they learn what their home is, they will come back. So, like, I had them running around in the yard. It was actually an accident the other day, but as soon as I kind of guide them back, they come on their own because they know this is home.
Yeah.
So.
Cool.
Just the same way they let themselves in and out of the coop in the morning and at night.
How much maintenance are these chickens? How much time do you spend taking care of them?
I'm out here every morning to give them scraps, feed them, collect their eggs. Mm-hmm. But I do travel often, as I mentioned, and I can be gone for a week or two at a time. If I have a friend come in here every couple of days, that's more than enough to make sure that they're okay. So they're actually really low maintenance. I mean, it's a daily couple minutes. And then, you know, every couple weeks changing out the litter in their coop.
By litter, you mean hay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hay, straw. For their run, I fill it with wood chips, as you can see, which is really great for them to scratch and peck around in. And so that needs to be refilled or turned over seasonally. But otherwise, it's pretty low maintenance.
And how about any kind of veterinary care? Have they ever required veterinary care?
They have not. They had a significant round of shots and vaccines for a variety of, you know, chicken diseases. So they're very healthy. They haven't required any veterinary care. I'm, again, fortunate that I'm close to more livestock veterinarians. Mm-hmm. I don't know what access to that is in the city, but again, as I said, there's a lot of farms and resources and people that have a lot of knowledge to talk to even in the city. So yeah, I'm lucky they haven't needed any care. But there are a few telltale signs you can see from their stools, how they're doing digestively, and again, like their behavior can point to anything that might be wrong with them.
This poultry palace that we were speaking of is quite elaborate and really well protected. Have you had many... Oh, baby, I'm sorry. I just bumped a chicken. have you had many predators, or have you ever seen raccoons or bobcats or anything trying to get into the coop?
I have seen bobcats, and when we first got the chickens, the wildlife in this area was definitely a problem. This run is very secure now, and I've actually seen from my bedroom window up the hill In the morning, I actually saw a bobcat with a baby bobcat sitting outside of the run, like staring through the fence. But that was like 2 weeks after we had this run built, and it was obviously very secure. So they were still trying to get in and see how they could get in. But we haven't seen them since. I think they learned that they can't get in.
Yeah, good.
So now it's
And was this a kit, or how did you know how to build such a good enclosure for them?
Again, a lot of reading online. So my partner helped me build this, and we spent a couple weekends out here. But yeah, there's a lot of resources online or hardware stores where you can kind of figure out. So this was not a kit. The coop was a kit, which was pretty simple with instructions to put together. But the run itself wasn't. It's just good engineering. I'm fortunate to live with an engineer. So.
And how many eggs do you get from them a day?
Right now, between the seven, I'm averaging 3 or 4 a day, but it's also their first season laying, so they could lay up to an egg or two a day each, so
wow,
that's pretty significant.
Yeah. What will you do with all of your eggs?
Make lots of quiche and crepes and all kinds of delicious things, and I give some to friends as well, so especially a few vegan friends that have removed a restriction in their diet around eggs, especially, you know, my chickens are fed all organic feed and they get a lot of really healthy organic produce scraps and things. It's really neat, actually. I have a couple friends who juice, and so they get a lot of material, raw produce material that they can't eat or consume, and that's awesome feed for chickens.
Yeah, so, that's great.
Yeah.
Circle of life.
Absolutely.
And what will you do with the chickens when they stop laying?
Eat them.
How do you know?
She didn't like that.
She didn't like that at all. How does that feel for you, like to have them sort of as your pets and then to actually be planning on eating them?
Well, I don't think of them as pets. And to plan on eating them, it feels like a sustainability factor. I feel like it's responsible, more responsible than having something for my own emotional well-being and then just letting it go back to the earth when I could take advantage of it.
Right. Ashes to ashes.
Absolutely.
Sort of, yeah. Will you say a little bit more about the sustainability aspect of, you know, you're eating their eggs and then ultimately you'll eat their meat? Will you say a little bit more about that relative to, like, conventional farming where most eggs and most chicken, you know, meat comes from?
Yeah, I think it's a lot more rewarding. I know where my food is coming from, and I know what has been put into that food, and even raising them, the process of having them. I don't think of them as pets, but there is a really positive feeling I have around that, knowing that it just feels right. It feels healthier. It feels natural. I know I'm putting something more wholesome in my body. That just feels right.
What would you say to anybody that's thinking about keeping chickens in the city? Or keeping chickens at all, for that matter. Suburbs, rural environment, anybody that's thinking about having chickens.
It's easier than you think, or as easy as you think, and it's rewarding. I highly recommend it. I highly encourage it. They've been really fun.
And do you have any advice for people that want to get started?
Do thorough research first. Understand some of those things that, you know, you mentioned. What would veterinary care look like? Know that keeping them while they're not pets, it's not necessarily financially viable as a food source in the short term, because, you know, what I put out for them in feed is more than I would have spent on eggs otherwise, right? So it's economically a drain at this point, but the joy of keeping them is worth it. So think about those things before you think about getting them, but otherwise I highly encourage it.
As it turns out, keeping chickens isn't so hard after all. They're surprisingly sweet, very low maintenance, and cleaner than I thought they would be. With the right resources and a willingness to learn, keeping chickens is something nearly anyone can do. Many thanks to Megan Collier for showing us a day in the life of a chicken, and to all of you out there who are doing your part to source your food responsibly. On behalf of myself, the animals, and our beautiful planet, thank you.